Well, every Friday about this time, we like to take a couple of minutes and talk about theater on the radio. It's Radio Theater on Northland Morning. Tony Tracy's our guest this morning. He's the executive director of the Douglas County Historical Society. And one of the coolest parts of the Historical Society, in my humble opinion, is, of course, that they've added theater. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Say, I gotta tell you, I think it's just makes super sense. How come most historical societies don't involve some kind of a theatrical component?
Well, I think the biggest part of us is that we have a theater. We have a stage. We have the facility that lends itself to that. That's a real big thing for us. We do have a stage that was there originally, and the stage had gone away when it went through a couple of different hands. Our building, actually the Vasa Temple, went through a couple of different hands, so that the stage actually disappeared. And thanks to our trustee, Ed Johnson, who's actually a high school teacher in Superior, he rebuilt the stage, and we found it again in the wall, and he rebuilt it, and including with the facade around the outside of it, which he made from scrap wood from another school in town that had been being torn down. I'm not exactly sure which school it was now. I don't do Ed justice by not remembering that, but he did build it, and it's just a fabulous facility, and why not have theater?
So part of the credit goes to having the physical space, and most of the credit goes to having an extraordinarily clever volunteer.
Absolutely, and he's been a treat to the facility for many, many years, and so I was there to help.
You know, history to some people is similar to Shakespeare. It only really comes alive when you see it performed. If you just are trying to read it on a page, it doesn't really grab you. And that's why it seems that, well, for example, the walking tours and things that you do just make perfect sense.
Yep, and with that, we have a performance coming up in the end of July with It's a group called First Impressions, and they're out of Racine, Wisconsin, and the gal's name is Jessica Mika, and she will be performing on the 30th and the 31st. She's doing her rendition of Eleanor Roosevelt, and she comes with stage props, the whole shot, and on Saturday, the 30th, she'll be performing First Lady of the World, in which she talks about her life and her life in the White House and being married to Franklin Roosevelt. And also then on Sunday afternoon, we're going to have Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Which of course fits right in with Eleanor's work, with the WPA project, as well as with Franklin and during the Depression. And we're trying, this artist out and see how it goes, because this group also does like Edith Wilson, who is of course President Wilson's wife, Abigail Adams, Mary Todd Lincoln, Dolly Madison, and even Helen Keller, which is really, really cool that somebody would take on such a tough role as that. But yeah, we're really excited about it. It's happening July 30th and 31st. We'll be putting more information out there when we get closer and we start advertising it. But yeah, we're really looking forward to that one coming out.
Wow, no kidding. And again, those are the sorts of things where you're going to go and see the show, and if you're a kid, you may encounter some little tidbit on a test, and you won't remember it from the text, but you will remember it from the performance. Something's going to stick in your mind better that way.
That's right, and we tie this in so well, because the Roosevelts actually have a really strong early tie to Superior.
Really?
Yes. James Roosevelt, who is Franklin's dad, started investing and wanting to get involved with Superior once John Hammond and J.J. Hill many, many years ago. We're talking, you know, 1890s, and earlier. We're looking at this place as a, you know, sail to rail, where the boats can bring in the merchandise and we can put it onto a train and we can head it down out throughout the country. And so they looked at that as a big boom. Of course, that back then they were figuring Chicago or Superior was going to be the next Chicago. So anyway, James Roosevelt came here and was working on doing some investing and had 10-year-old Franklin with him when they were here. And in fact, Franklin fell in the lake during a launching of a ship. Launching of a ship, he fell in and he was saved by a local Superior resident, pulled him out of the drink.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a very interesting story. And it went on through the years how the Roosevelts did have a connection to Superior. So, as we always like to do is to have our performances mean something, not only as a historical performance, but having a tie to Douglas County.
Man, what a story that is. Yeah. And Franklin probably went, okay, I'm not going back there again. You know, I'm not impressed by the lake and it's cold.
Yeah. But he is an adventurous kid. So they did come back.
Oh, wow. Tony, what a fun story and great stuff on the way at the Douglas County Historical Society. Can't wait to talk to you again the next time.
Sounds great, and thank you so much, Lisa, for the time.
You betcha. Tony Tracy is the Executive Director of the Douglas County Historical Society. He joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio theater Friday mornings at 8 o'clock on Northland Morning is supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.